The left-leaning group Citizens for Tax Justice looked at regulatory filings of 280 companies. It found many paid only about 10% in federal corporate income taxes, and 30 paid nothing. Those findings mirror a smaller report by the Institute for Wisconsin's Future, which calls itself a nonpartisan research group. For the last 5 months, it has picked different Wisconsin companies and examined the state corporate tax filings. In his October report, researcher Jack Norman says three corporations paid no state income taxes between 2000 and 2009. Another paid $3 million.
All of this, the crisis, the fiscal crisis of government, both at the federal level and at the state level, and the difficulty in having enough money to support government programs, when there is a huge amount of wealth that is simply going untaxed.
Norman says corporations use legal tactics to reduce their tax liabilities, like setting up subsidiaries and moving taxable profits to states with lower burdens.
So it's a very legal process. It's just that the tax system is set up to be gamed. And the people that take advantage of it are those that have the resources to pay for the top lawyers and accountants who can maneuver them through all of these legal intricacies.
The data was culled from agencies like the Department of Workforce Development and the State Department of Revenue. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.